the book, special talk tonight, because I thought the best democracy money can buy, especially the new American edition. And by the way, only buy that paperback because that's the new, it's not the British short, old, censored version. I'll talk about that. But it's the new paperback could be subtitled Georgia's Most Wanted. You like that? Good. Buy two. So we're going to talk about that. But now that we've won the war, by the way, does anyone remember? Well, does anyone remember who won? You know, one of the questions I have as an investigative reporter, and I'm not getting an answer, is who just won the war? I mean, who really won the war? I mean, does anyone remember, first of all, who won Gulf War Part One? Halliburton. Well, I'm talking Part One. Not, you know, 12 years ago. Any nominees? Does anyone remember? After all, we did all that, you know, bombing and stabbing and killing. Chevron. Oh, yes, someone's read the book. And in 91, after Daddy Bush, Poppy calls himself, a grown man. When Poppy Bush left the White House, he took some stationery with him and wrote a letter to the Kuwait government. I mean, remember, we were going to get democracy. What we were aiming for, what we sent our boys in the desert for 12 years ago, was to bring democracy to Kuwait. You know, so in other words, we've heard this song, right? This was on the old hit parade. And if you remember, in fact, Kuwait had, you know, women driving cars, and they were going to have a democratic monarchy. You know, it's been 12 years now. I'm still waiting for the election returns from Kuwait. But we also brought, you know, democracy to Afghanistan, right? One warlord, one vote. Yeah, so who's winning? But who's winning now? And, well, I just heard a nominee, Halliburton. Any others? Bechtel is a good one. Any others? Carlyle Group. Carlyle Group, now there's an interesting one. We just had, the president asked for $75 billion extra for the war and stuff. The Congress not rolling over gave him $80 billion. And it includes, it's an expansion of the budget, which includes $450 million for a Carlyle Group weapon. They're a big defense contractor. Carlyle Group weapon called the Crusader, which is an interesting name for a weapon as we invade another Muslim country. And besides the, you know, the marketing problem of the Crusader, it's what's called a self-propelled howitzer, which is like a tank. The problem with this self-propelled howitzer is that it doesn't really propel very well. You need a bulldozer in front of it to clear the way. And even our army, which loves every toy it can find, figured it couldn't find guys to get in the bulldozer, so it doesn't want the weapon. Now, Carlyle wanted $450 million to build the weapon, so they're being instead given $450 million to not build the weapon, to wind it down. Now, you know, I don't know, when I look at John, when we wind down, we usually have a glass of wine, you know, veg out in front of the tube or something, but they get nearly $500 million, which has nothing to do with the fact that George Herbert Walker Bush is on their payroll. He's an arms dealer now as a representative of Carlyle to the Saudis and Asia. And it has nothing to do with the fact that George W. was on the board. Not on the board, but on the board of one of Carlyle's companies, which, by the way, post he got, and I don't want, you know, don't forget, we're fighting a three-front war here against Saddam, against Osama, and against affirmative action, because our president said no one should ever get their position except through merit. And I don't make this up. So he was given the post. He was hired by Carlyle Corporation to run one of their subsidiaries purely on merit business acumen. Not his fault that subsidiary immediately went bankrupt, but it has nothing, he didn't get the job. It had nothing to do with his daddy being, you know, president of the free world. But And, of course, none of that has to do with Carlisle now getting $500 million not to build their weapon.